Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week, entries are now open for the Winner Take All Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sportsbook that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000. Weeks 5 through 8, make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, earn points, and rise up the standings to take home the $10,000 grand prize. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens, boom, you're already set. And if you need another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in on the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use my promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code ZABE, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today on the ZABEcast, Tom Brady got the best of Bill Belichick, but barely. Is it too early to ask the question, who won? The good football fan cop, bad football fan cop combo of Rhodes and Hatch joins me in the Mobile Strike studio for a complete Week 4 recap. All that plus Facebook's awful, no good, totally rotten Monday. Your bonus, uncensored ZABE Express is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. Thank you for downloading. Before we get to the football, an email, which is actually football related. This one from Brandon Burdine. Hello, Brandon. Steve, I've listened to you for a long time. I really enjoy your perspective and commentary. Well, thank you. As far as this listener is concerned, I am totally fine with podcasts being 24 hours behind or late, as I think you put it. I'd prefer a more fleshed out podcast than one that's rushed and just touches on some few points here and there. Anyway, wanted to give you one person's opinion. Now to my main point, NFL ties. Sorry, but this nugget got stuck in my head and I need help clearing it out. So a tie is half a win, as you say. It's also half a loss, right? Yes, that's true, technically. Say a team was to somehow go, just bear with me here, Zabe, 0-0-17. 0-0-17. That's right. All ties. Would that be the equivalent of an 8.5 season? Could a team somehow make the playoffs with an 8.5 season with a 17 tie year? Lastly, would 0-0-17 be considered a horrible season since you had no wins? An awesome season since you're undefeated? Or just a mediocre 500 season? Please help me. Sincerely, Brandon. Brandon, get out of damn bag! Brandon, that is a brilliant nugget to chew on. No, I'm going to have to chew on it. I'm assuming that your record would essentially be 8.5 and 8.5, and that if you are on the cusp of the playoffs and there's another team with 8 wins and 9 losses, guess what? You're in. But I always thought of ties because you normally only have one a year. By the way, go back and look at NFL records from back in the day, in the 70s. You see a lot of teams, 70s and 60s as well. You see a lot of teams with 2 ties, sometimes 3 in a season. And that's in a 14-game shortened season or the old school season. Usually you only get one. So that one tie, which is a half a win and half a loss, is always like that little burr, that little edge, that tiebreaker to get you in as a playoff team with a tie. But that always presumed that you at least had some wins. What if you had no wins? 0-0-17. I you know, the NFL does not use a points system like hockey. They don't say, well, it's a tie, you get half a point or a point. They just use records. But they always presume you'd have some wins and then a tie, which puts you over the top. Now, would it be considered a horrible season because you had no wins, or an awesome season because you were undefeated, or just mediocre? I think it'd be considered the most amazeballs, incredible, holy shit, wow, can you believe this really happened, season of all time. And I will not live long enough to see it happen, unless Goodell, in his infinite stupidity, decides to shorten overtime even further to 5 minutes and require that teams score a touchdown, a field goal, and a safety in order to win the game. Then I'd have a shot. All right, I joined my boys Rhodes and Hatch in the van to talk football. Cincinnati Bearcats with a big win at Notre Dame, and my man Hatch was on the scene.
Under Armour.
Oh,
she's
nice.
She's a director at Under Armour. So. Nice.
Very good. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are just going to walk. You're going to walk tall today. Two guys gloating about being right. You, Hatch, gloating about your Bearcats. We just watched the highlights of them upsetting Notre Dame. You were at Notre Dame Stadium, right?
Yes, I was.
Whoa.
And Johnny Rhodes, I texted you last night. I go, you were right about Mac Jones. No response.
I fell asleep.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, he looks like he's gonna be legit.
I know he
played a good game.
you're hesitant to give it up, aren't
he
you?
He played a good game. He still gets a little skittish.
It was like 22 of 28. He missed 6 throws last night.
Yeah, but the
in
problem,
total command against a really good. Well, not the defense. They're hurt.
All hurt.
That defense. They're
he
hurt.
He still doesn't throw the ball down the field. He will
nobody
not
said
throw
he had a big
the
arm.
Ball down the field. So teams are going to start taking away check down Mac. They're going to start taking away all that underneath stuff.
Hall of Famer.
He's the best.
All that underneath stuff's going to start getting taken away.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's the best.
No,
he's the best of the rookie quarterbacks right now by far. Even better than Sunshine Lawrence, right?
Oh, yeah. He's playing terrible.
All right. So tell me about your weekend in Cincinnati, Hatch.
So I flew into Chicago.
Okay.
Drove down to Notre Dame. Well, I stayed in it. Let me tell you about the place I stayed.
Okay.
So I stayed in the Airbnb. It was above. In so
that I'm sounds sketchy in already.
Landing in Illinois, drive to through Indiana, stayed in Michigan.
What?
Michigan.
What?
And South Bend is right on the line of Michigan and Indiana.
Right.
So I stayed in a place called Niles, Michigan.
All right.
In an Airbnb above an office park. It was in an office building. In like a place like this.
You're
so
like,
we pull up. Me and my girl pull up and because GPS took us there, and I'm like, this is an office building. So then a mailman pulls up. I ask the mailman, I go, hey, is this 22nd Street? He goes, yeah, are you looking for those places to stay? And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, they're here. He goes, you got to go in the side door and then go up the stairs.
There's places to stay.
So I go, okay, so we go in there.
There's Niles, Michigan for you right there on the map.
Yep, Niles, Michigan.
Looks like a fine, wonderful place.
It looks like Leesburg before they fixed it up.
Okay.
So Leesburg, 1984.
So you stayed at an Airbnb that was pretty much a repurposed office building that some scummy landlord owns and rents out as an Airbnb and puts out photos that are totally, not fake, but the most generous-looking photos you could get.
It was awesome. It was in the place looked sweet. So there were 8 suites up there.
Was it awesome?
It was awesome.
Really?
The way they had it decorated in the inside. So it was,
so it was like a hotel without any amenities.
Right. And but they offered, so they offered a common area. So they had 8 little suites up there. Offered a common area with coffee, you know, free coffee, plug in for your laptop, desk, if you wanted to sit out in this common area with your laptop.
So it's like a Hampton Inn. But,
yeah, but this guy's filming Patch and his chick having doing
repurposed.
The naughty. You guys see the naughty in there?
And it was all like they had all these football pick Notre Dame stuff up in there and stuff. So they most people.
So this Airbnb was repurposed solely for Notre Dame games because
yes, 12
Niles
miles away.
Is 12 miles away.
12 miles okay. away.
I have seen this. Like if you Google Tennessee, Auburn, like they do that for some of their big home games. They rent out stuff. Places like that. So,
but it's more than running out. Somebody
purposely
this
built
place.
It has a bathroom, nice huge shower.
Wow,
very rustic. It had the doors, the sliding barn doors from the bathroom to the bedroom.
Right, and hidden cameras that go to Chinese servers that you'll never know about.
Oh, heck, that's fine with me. Over the web.
This guy's making money on your rent and on the subscription service in Shenzhen, China.
That's fine with me. I'm okay.
Log into room 6.
You got to be a new star and don't even realize it.
Have to see something good, that's for sure.
And, of course, they label the feed, Michael Irvin gets freaky with his girlfriend.
Right. Irvin's like, what the?
But they're not going to know over there that he's not Michael Irvin.
Right.
About 4 inches shorter.
4 inches shorter and about how many million lighter in the bank account?
A lot.
All right, so huge win.
So we drive down.
We don't need to know what you ate for breakfast.
Well, I'm not doing that.
As they said in the old Notre Dame highlights, we move ahead to further action. So same set of downs in the fourth quarter. Remember that, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, growing up.
All right,
so we move ahead to Hatcher's story.
Get there, so I want to see the stadium, so I'm like, let's go early. Game's not till 2:30. We get up. We're moving at 9:30 on our way. Get to the campus. We walk around the campus. First thing I notice is, why would anybody want to come here that's not like Catholic? Like I can see them recruiting Catholic kids that come from a Catholic school, because you get to on campus, there's like a church. I swear there were 10 churches on campus, nuns walking around, people kneeling and praying all over the place, lighting candles.
Well, here's a stat for you. 92.7% of the students at Notre Dame are Catholic.
Okay.
3.7% of the football team are Catholic.
Okay.
3.7.
I tried that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 97.2 are Catholic. The other 3% are football players.
Yeah. Right.
You said Hatch, you're like, I don't know why any brother would want to go there.
I don't, because there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do, and then there's no good looking women. I didn't see any good looking co-eds.
You ever been to East Lansing?
Yes, I went there a lot for work.
Did you like that?
I saw some walking around.
What, chickies?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
South Bend, I parked a mile and a half away because I'm cheap, so I found free parking. Walking with a bunch of students, and they were like, oh, you know, go through here, cut through here, walk with us, cut through here. So I'm walking through all these students, and I'm looking. All these students are cut. I ain't see one good-looking girl.
Okay. How about the one you were with?
Of course.
Mic drop.
Right. I don't.
So you were looking for other women. With your girlfriend?
No, I was.
You?
No, I was. She even said it as well. She's like, "There's no good looking."
You're just checking the landscape out.
You're checking the landscape out
in case you want to retire there or something.
That right. said, Hatch, so Notre that, Dame go, has a very deep professional roster of players that have gone to the pros, many of whom are black.
And that's how they get them to come there.
Well, maybe they like it.
They get them to come there.
Some might like it.
Right.
Hard to say. You would not choose it. Listen.
No.
My Chris Broussard, the guy who runs this podcast, my marketing guy. He's got 2 boys at Notre Dame. He's going to be jumping out of his skin listening to this like, "Fuck you, it's great. My kids love it." But they're Catholic.
Right.
It's not for everybody.
No.
It's not for everybody. My buddy Lawyer Dave Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you about him?
No.
My buddy Lawyer Dave, his kid, he's got 7 kids. He's Catholic.
He's Catholic.
He's super Catholic, right? So one of his boys was down to North Carolina or Notre Dame. And he was really leaning hard towards North Carolina. And he asked me, what do you think? And I go, oh, Notre Dame. Go tell him to go to Notre Dame. He's like, that's what I think. So he told his son, you can go to North Carolina, but I'm not paying for that shit. I will pay for Notre Dame. He ended up going to Notre Dame, loves it.
At $60K.
I was going to say, he just doubled his cost.
I know. Well, I know.
$65K a year.
But I think from a educational standpoint, from a life connection standpoint.
Networking.
Yeah, Notre Dame, big time cachet.
Yeah, so, if you were going to ask me where I'd rather go for fun, I would go to North Carolina. But
sure.
Notre Dame.
To set you up for life.
To set you up, yeah.
Much better.
Yep.
If you were recruited, Hatch, again, coming out of high school, out of Centerville High.
No, Westfields? Chantilly.
Chantilly, sorry.
Those weren't schools, weren't around. When
okay.
I was in high
when you were coming out of Chantilly, if you had gotten an offer from Notre Dame, would you just dismiss it out of hand?
Probably not. Because that was in the 80s when they were going to national. That's when they were winning national. And in fact, I saw Tim Brown there. He was doing an interview as I was walking through
Hall
campus.
Hall of Fame brother from
Hall
Notre Dame.
Hall of Fame brother, yep. But that was my thing. I was like, first of all, how do you get any brothers to come to school here? Because, first of all, there isn't any black students. I didn't see hardly any. Maybe
That's
one or
not
two.
True.
One or two.
I'm going to get
up,
the numbers
pull up, the
up
numbers.
Here. Okay.
First of all, they only got about
two,
first of all, they only got about 12,000 students, right?
Okay.
Maybe 15. Maybe.
Okay.
And out of that percentage.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, there's nowhere for them to go party. There's one little area across the street from campus. There was an Irish pub and a sports bar, and the rest was like,
come on,
Five
Hatch.
Guys and
you're
stuff
exaggerating.
Like that.
Look at that.
How many?
3.2% black.
3.2%.
Johnny, you are not far off.
That's almost on the money. But you're
3.25%
assuming that every one of those 3.23 are not Catholic.
Yeah,
63% white, 10% Hispanic. 4% two or more, 4% Asian, 3% black, and 0.16 American Indian or Alaska Native. Anyway.
And how many students go there?
I don't know. You said 12,000?
I said somewhere around there. I think between 12 and 15.
Yeah. Anyway, big win for your Bearcats.
Yes.
Now this was the toughest game you had in your schedule. And it was all set up because of Brian Kelly, who cut his teeth at Cincinnati. Got this one-off. It's not a home-and-home.
Nope,
Notre Dame ain't going there.
Yep.
It's a one-and-done, and you went in there and beat them.
In their place.
Now, so that's the hardest game you guys have on paper.
And we're fifth right now.
So are you going to crash the party for the college football playoff?
Well, if you look at where things are right now, so there's four teams in the top four from two conferences. So those guys got to play each other. And in fact, Iowa and Penn State play each other this weekend, and they're 3-4.
Right, so somebody's going to
somebody's
bump the other out.
Yes, and then Georgia and Alabama,
and
the other
in the
two.
And the SEC, too.
Right,
so.
But they're going to let – the SEC they think is the God conference. So if Georgia and Alabama go into the championship game because they're both from different divisions, undefeated, it's not going to matter. What they're both going to get in. They're going to let them in. They're not going to have four teams from two conferences in the playoffs. They're just not going to do that.
Kirk Herbstreit, if undefeated, Cincinnati could be college football's first Group of Five playoff team.
And he's from Ohio.
I know, but lives in Tennessee.
He lives in Tennessee now?
Yes, he does. He lives across the border.
Okay.
People like to hold that against him. I don't know why. Should live wherever he wants to live.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a big Ohio fan. So he kind of gives Cincinnati some good credit.
All right. So it was good time at Notre Dame.
Great time.
Okay.
Took a picture next to touchdown. Jesus did all that stuff.
Well, let's talk about some selfish reasons to hear about this game. Tell us about Ritter. I mean, is he the deal, real deal or not?
He's got some consistency issues.
Okay.
He makes good decisions, but his consistency down the field is not. It could be a lot better. He's going to struggle.
Desmond Ritter, for those who don't know. Desmond Ritter. Okay.
6'4", okay.
Yeah, he's 6'4", thin, 215, 220, somewhere around there.
Are you already eyeing him up for next year, Johnny? What year is he, by the way?
He'll be out this year.
Okay.
And he's already listed as a top quarterback.
Okay.
One of the top quarterbacks coming. They have him going 15 to the Steelers.
Oh.
in a mock draft.
That's if Johnny's woofed doesn't jump up and get him or land naturally ahead of 15.
Yes.
Winner, yes. Chicken dinner. Can you talk to me about good old Taylor Heinicke, the legend of Taylor Heinicke?
Yes, I thought about this on the way down. Taylor Heinicke is like sitting at the blackjack table. You're on a roll. In your mind, you know this is ending at some point. Like, it feels great, you know, and you love it. You're feeling good. You're having a great time. You love the dealer, and you're getting
along
real well.
You're having fun, all that stuff, yep. Yeah.
But you know the dealer is going to get switched out sooner or later.
Right.
And you know that you're going to get a run of bad hands. And I just see that coming.
The touchdown to McLaurin was an interception by all rights.
Completely ill-advised.
Totally ill-advised, and McLaurin just had a better head for the ball, and the two Atlanta defenders, like idiots, missed it, and he went and grabbed it.
Now, I did see it all 22 and learned why he threw that. Did you see that when they were interviewing him? So before he got hit in the pocket, McLaurin's open with his hand in the air.
Okay.
So that's the last thing Heinicke saw. And he's like,
he threw it straight up in the air.
I know.
Because he was falling
down.
Those
things get picked 9 out of 10 times. That one just happened to be a catch. And then the game-winning touchdown pass was another ill-advised across his body. What are you doing? Balloon ball that luckily McKissick got. And nobody seems to understand McKissick is fucking fast. He's put fast on
lightning
tape for a year and a half now, nobody catches up to him. The big thing is also is that your boy, was he cut today? The Redskins, did Washington cut Dustin Hopkins, who missed two extra points?
Did not hear.
I was on a plane today flying back from Milwaukee.
Here's what I heard. He's still our kicker.
And how do you feel about that?
It's frustrating.
At this point, he's got to go.
Yeah, let me give you a name. You guys can talk. I'll pull it up.
Okay. You're already shopping for kickers. Love this.
By the way, Hatch wanted to kill his kicker.
Yes.
Missed two short ones for Cincinnati this weekend.
37 and 30 yards.
Well, think about it, because I've been on this guy since preseason. Hang with me.
This would be the don't tell me it's Kickalicious. The Norway guy that does all the trick kicks who kicked around the league for a while. Okay.
I'll get it to you.
Now I'm going to tell you why you're looking for that.
Go ahead, Hatch.
I was going to say, Taylor Heinicke reminds me of who was the quarterback that got drafted the same year Heath Shuler did, and then he ended up beating him out, number 12.
Oh.
That was my guy, Stan Humphries.
No, not Stan Humphries.
Ferrat?
Yes, Gus Ferrat. That's who Taylor Heinicke reminds me of.
I think he's smaller and more runaround than Gus Ferrat.
Yes, but I'm saying from a shelf life perspective.
This is a bonus baby.
Yep.
Right. Out of nowhere, let's try. Wow, he could be a guy, right?
Yep, and then you get a year of tape on him, and the next year he just declines from there.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the case. But right now his legend continues to grow because you let him back from what would have been a terrible defeat. The larger issue, Johnny, is that the defense is one of the most overrated, overhyped defenses in recent memory.
Yeah, I've got some things to say about that. But Verity is the name of the kicker. The Ravens had him in preseason. Obviously, if there's one team that has no room for
the black guy,
no.
Okay,
but he
Ravens
kicking
had a black kicker that was on the fringes of their roster.
Oh, he is.
Well,
okay.
Maybe he's black. Well, I don't know.
Ravens which kicker of Verity?
No, just Verity.
Okay.
Well, the Steelers punter's a brother.
Yeah, Jake Verity. Ravens fielding calls about rookie Jake Verity.
There
he's a white guy.
And he was bombing 65-yarders in preseason.
Okay.
But they have Justin Tucker. Well, he's their practice squad right now, so he can be signed.
Oh, wow. This kicker is on their practice squad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they can sign him from there.
All right, so where do you stand on the Wolfskins?
So,
2-2, could be 0-4.
Let's talk about the defense, okay? I hate that everybody's focused on sack stats. That's ridiculous. So they talk
sacks
about
sacks are kind of important. They've got
not
two.
Really. The pressures are important. Pressures
sacks are not important.
They are way overrated.
Honestly, why?
Yeah.
You put teams in second and long or third and long.
You
if
put
you get
teams
a sack
in second and long.
Yeah,
you force interceptions. You force fumbles. You hurt the other quarterback. Fuck up their shoulder. Fuck up their back. Fuck up their ribs.
Did I drive to the wrong fucking place to not get to talk?
Sorry. I didn't know you'd throw a hot take at me like that. Okay, well, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Sack numbers are not what defenses are measured by. The D-line is actually playing well. Our beyond the D-line sucks. So when you hear that interceptions happen or sacks happen because of coverage, now they're not getting to the quarterback because everybody is wide open. We got guys starting or lining up as linebackers 7 yards off the line of scrimmage and backpedaling on a 3rd and 4.
Okay.
So, I mean, how are we going to get any sacks on that when the quarterback can just get rid of it in 2 seconds?
I know the back end goes hand in hand with the front end. I get that. But I think it's a bit of a reach,
We're fourth in the league against the run.
Okay, I was going to ask you, how are you doing against the run? Because that's going to define what a defensive line is about.
Yeah, they're getting pressure.
You've got to take the defensive line and against the run and the pressure you get on the quarterback.
Why run when you can pass? You're 31st. What are we, 31st against the pass?
The total defense is 32nd, I think. I have no idea
What are you against the pass?
It's got to be bad because their run defense is pretty good.
Actually, the Chiefs might be the last place.
Chiefs are bad defensively, no question about it. Okay, so you're not that worried about the defense.
No, I'm very. Oh, I don't want to talk about Chase Young. I want to talk about the scheme. I want to talk about what in the hell our linebackers are. Chase Young dropped back on a tight end yesterday.
Yeah,
okay. I mean.
It was probably because of the way they blitzed. So sometimes they zone blitz, and a linebacker will come, and you need a guy to cover this place where the linebacker left from.
Well, that was part of my beef the first 3 weeks. We weren't sending anybody on a blitz because we were leaning too much on the front four.
Right.
Finally, we did send some guys yesterday on a blitz from the safety position. I forget who it was that got a sack yesterday. But, yeah, you're right. I mean – and then the other thing, I pointed out to Keim today on Twitter. Of course, he shot me down right away.
You and Keim go at it.
Because I'm sure he's brilliant at – he should be on a staff somewhere. But anyway, our top five defense last year played the entire year with Ioannidis out.
Right.
He's playing this year. Yep. Is there a chemistry issue on the front on the front line? He's a great player. He's a Pro Bowler. But is there a chemistry issue?
I don't know. They're 2-2. They could be 0-4, and they got good quarterbacks coming. They're kind of through the bad quarterback portion of the schedule.
Can you imagine the Chiefs looking at our defense on film?
Yeah, they're ready.
And what they're going to do to us?
Yeah. They're going to fling it around.
They're going to throw it a lot.
As they are.
But that's going to give your defense a line a chance to attack because they know they're going to throw it a lot. So
let's talk about the bell of the division. The NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Other team. How about them Cowboys?
That's right.
3-1. Zeke Elliott is reborn.
He sure
born again. Hallelujah.
All that criticism and plus.
Must be hitting that bong again.
Well, he does have purple lips, so he smokes something.
Oh, he's.
So you can tell when brothers smoke weed, their lips are purple. But anyway, he. It's been
no idea that was the case.
Revived all I'm telling you, it is true.
Okay, fair enough.
And cigarettes, Newports, and weed, purple lips. Equal purple lips.
Inside purple, outside purple.
Outside, purple all inside, over.
Well, shit,
purple.
Then Obama
all over.
Was hitting it hard.
Oh, he smoked cigarettes. He had purple lips.
That's right, he did.
So
got gray hair quick, man. Job's stressful.
So everyone, you got to talk about Dak Prescott being back, which helps the run.
Listen.
They had no passing game last year with Andy Sorry Dalton.
Dak Prescott is a really good player. Borderline great. I think he is a stud. There was people that were, I remember when they were like, I shouldn't pay him that much money. And I'm like, are you fucking crazy? This guy is really solid on the verge of being great, and he's great off the field. You know, to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, that is also a Monday through Saturday job, not just a Sunday job.
Yeah.
He's great at it.
He's a great.
I wish he wasn't a fucking Cowboy. I could like him a lot more.
Yep.
Right.
He's a good face of the franchise.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match.
with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Franchise, and, you know, he...
This guy Dalton Schultz is getting it going, too.
But their O-line is playing great. Their O-line is playing great. I mean, and now with...
It is, for backup. They have a backup tackle in there and a backup guard playing.
Tough yardage there for Zeke. So, 3-1, despite Mike McCarthy, once again, fucking up game management. McCarthy had a face mask penalty he could have accepted, but it was only half the distance, which was actually 11 yards, not the 15. Still, it would have put Carolina in a 2nd and 23. He declined it to take a 3rd and 12, and they converted. Dumb. Get a fucking laminated card for McCarthy for these basic situations.
Exactly.
Or another coach to go, no, you always put a team in 2nd and 23.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Because it could be 3rd and 42 as they drop back to pass.
You know,
and at that point, the coverage is they're playing the first down marker. So everyone drops back, and they hang around the first down marker, and they just keep everything in front of them. So, yeah, you might give up 10 yards on 2nd and 23, but they're still at 3rd and 13.
Right. Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week, entries are now open for the Winner Take All Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sportsbook that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000. Weeks 5 through 8, make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, earn points, and rise up the standings to take home the $10,000 grand prize. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens, boom, you're already set. And if you need another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in on the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use my promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code ZABE, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, let's talk about the big game last night. Brady, Belichick, Patriots, and the Buccaneers. First of all, take your victory lap on Mac Jones. You were vindicated. You sat in this van before the season began, and you said, Mac Jones, Mac Jones, Mac Jones. And I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. I'm impressed, Johnny.
Well, look, Hatch could be right. He's only played 4 games. I think he's going to be a great player, especially in that system. He puts the ball right on the your fingertips. And, you know, believe it or not, until later in Brady's career, he didn't throw deep very often. Brady was basically throwing most of his passes were quasi handoffs.
Right. But accurate on time and making a lot of easy throws because he can decipher the defense is how you win in this league. You don't get crushed as a quarterback.
Right.
Mac Jones just to me looked decisive and confident even when the game was at its most critical. And he, you know, almost drove him in position for a field goal. Well, he did. They hit the upright. Would Brady have won the game with 52 seconds left had that field goal not missed?
No.
What was the score?
No?
No.
I think it was a guarantee that's how it would have gone.
He didn't need a field goal?
Yes.
I would never bet against seconds. Him.
Yeah. How many timeouts?
Minute 4.
And the meter continues to run.
I think they go for it.
They had old-ass Richard Sherman playing.
Yeah.
And here he is.
And lost the
throwing. All right, here we go.
56 yards in the rain. That's a hard kick.
On its way. It is.
Boom.
No good. You can hear the doink. 55 seconds left.
Brady would have easily marched him in position for the game-winning field goal.
In that pouring rain.
Yes, in the pouring rain. He's done it before, bad weather in New England. Here's the bigger question. Who won the war, Belichick-Brady or Patriots-Brady? We know that Tom won this battle last night, but who was right in the divorce?
Brady right now.
He won a championship.
Yeah.
So that ends the argument.
That ends the argument. Until Belichick wins one without him, it's just like Kobe and Shaq when they split up, right?
That's the only
Shaq
metric.
Shaq won the first one before and talked all that trash about Kobe, you can't win without me, that rap he was doing. And then Kobe proceeded to what? Win two more without him?
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Who won that battle?
Let's say, hypothetically, the Rams were fully healthy and they beat the Packers and had that nasty defense and Aaron Donald go against the Buccaneers and they beat the shit out of them and Tom Brady had a terrible championship game, didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Then who won the argument?
I believe that
moving on.
There are no losers in this whole. I believe both franchises won. You know, it's easy to look back in retrospect. How old was Tom Brady when the Patriots decided not to renew him?
43.
Okay. Usually most sensible people say sooner or later he's going to be running on empty.
When is he going to suck?
They cut ties and they signed a rookie. If they hadn't have drafted a rookie, I would have been all over the Patriots right now because I would have said, what did you do? You got rid of Brady and brought in Fitzpatrick?
Right.
I mean, what's the point there?
Okay.
They tried to turn a new leaf.
Move on.
The Bucks were kind of built for a championship. They brought in the perfect piece. They brought in the guy that could get him over the hump. Good question about that.
But right now, the way you look at it at face value, it's only about winning. Either you win or you suck. That's what I always say, win or suck. Everyone else is losers. There's one winner. So right now, Tom Brady has won, and Belichick hasn't. And New England had a losing record last year. And right
they
now,
had a lot of guys opt out.
Yeah,
they went without a quarterback, basically.
You win or suck. You play with what you got. You can't make excuses.
All right.
So this year they have a losing right now, he's 1-3. So he's still losing. And Tom Brady is 3-1 with a championship last year. So right now, if you were to compare the two, right now, Brady by far is winning in the breakup.
Don't you think owning six Super Bowls gives a franchise the right to say it's time to turn the page? In other words, let's say Brady stayed last year for one more year. Let's say they renewed him for a year. They won the Super Bowl with Brady. What would they have done after the year?
Here's the thing. It's you got to give guys – certain guys get to walk out on their own ability
mutual,
and
bro.
Will. Well, that's because they didn't get along because Belichick tried to treat Brady like he was the 45th player on the team. You can't do that.
Got to give him a little more leeway?
You got to give him more leeway. Everyone doesn't get treated the same.
Sort of worked out.
And, well, it did for six championships, but the seventh one didn't because he has it and he doesn't.
At some point, even the Patriots had to guess, when is he going
to
suck?
Guess.
So here's the question for you guys. When is he going to suck? I've predicted he's going to suck 6 years running now.
I've been wrong
for six straight years.
He's not playing until he's 50.
Why not?
Because he's just not – his arm is not going to – he's going to get hit. He's not going to be able to
make it. Avocado ice cream, bro. TB12 method.
Nah, not 50.
Alex Guerrero with the magic formula. That may or may not be legal.
I mean, he's still got a strong arm. He still looks good. But the hits, as the older you get, those hits.
He doesn't take very many.
You don't recover as well.
I mean, if he made it to 44, why not make it to 50?
Because 44 and 50, you should know. How did you feel? How did you feel? Both of us should know.
Yeah, I don't need avocado ice cream.
Right.
I eat Ben and Jerry's.
I felt a lot better at 44 than I do now at 53.
Shit. Chubby hubbies, baby. Oh, man.
I'm a Americone Dream guy.
I don't mind that one.
Yeah, I hate Stephen Colbert, but I like the ice cream. Here's how it's going to go, Zabe.
If Brady steps into one and gets it in the knee again, he's got to say to himself, I have no desire to rehab, right?
Right.
I'm done.
Yep.
But if he wants to play until he's 50, he might be able to. But then is it going to leave Arizona guessing as well? When do we do this? When do we move on?
Yeah. What do you mean Arizona?
I'm sorry, Tampa. You
right.
got him up on
I got Arizona up because I want to talk about Kyler fucking Murray.
Yeah.
Who is absolutely getting it done right now.
Yep.
Kyler Murray, I saw a stat that he's one of the most accurate passers from the pocket so far this year. So the whole notion that he's just a run-around, make-miracles-happen guy, yes, he can do that, but he is throwing dimes, boys, from the pocket.
Right. He is, and he's got a strong arm.
Hell yes, he does.
I've been wrong on this one.
You thought he was going to be a complete fluke, fraud?
Not fluke, no. Okay. But when I saw him at the combine, I couldn't believe how small his hand looked on the football, and I'm thinking, there's no way. And I'm wrong. I mean, he is good.
Give him some weapons, too.
Yeah.
A.J. Green with DeAndre Hopkins. That's kind of unfair.
Christian Kirk.
Yeah, right. Yep. I mean, exactly.
And they got a running game now. They got Connor and the other boy.
See, they're the kind of offense you just got to run it to keep people honest. I think both those guys ran for about 50, 60 yards yesterday.
Who, for Arizona?
Yeah, Connor and
he ran. Both of them ran for about 60. They had the two running backs. Right. Yeah.
So are they the best team in 20. Football? They're the only 4-0 team pending tonight's outcome with Vegas and the Chargers.
Arizona's got a good defense.
Okay.
They do. I mean, surprising.
They really could. Yeah. They're going to
be
tough to
beat. Kurt Warner year.
Yeah.
Let me.
When they went to the Super Bowl.
A couple other things. I was at the Packer Steeler game. Big Ben looks washed. He's 39. Not moving around real well. Rodgers is a year behind him. Still looks pretty good. I've argued to the Packer fans on my radio show, run Rodgers into the ground. When Rodgers looks like Big Ben, then you can think about getting somebody else, and it may take a down year or two. Andrew Brandt, who signed Rodgers when he was there with the Packers, always likes to tweet, this is why you get another quarterback when you don't need one, because the hardest time to get one is when you need one. And I don't think that's the way to go about it. With a legend and a Hall of Famer, run them till they're dry, take a gap year or two, and reload.
Yeah, but he was one.
What?
The Packers followed Andrew Brandt's model with Rodgers.
Yes, and I've argued him. Over the years that was a once-in-a-lifetime straight. Well, they're not going to follow this with Jordan Love.
No, but you don't agree. You
but
don't
it worked
agree
with Mahomes, too.
Right.
Same thing.
He only sat 1 year, not
as
three.
As a Redskins.
At this point, Jordan Love is going to have to sit 3 years. Because Rodgers doesn't look like this year he's tailing off.
Yeah,
he's right at his numbers that he always is. So are you going to then force him out and let him be a Bronco next year and go to Jordan Love?
He wants to. He doesn't want to be there.
I know. Well, he did before, but maybe he'll stay.
And knowing the Washington franchise, don't you agree with Brent that it's harder to find one when you really need one?
Well, it's hard to find one when you need one, when you don't need one, when you're
There's
looking
such
for
a
one.
Crap shoot.
It's, that's the thing. It's still a crapshoot.
It's still a crapshoot.
They just don't fucking know.
And the problem is, look at the best quarterbacks right now. The best quarterbacks all drafted like in third, fourth, fifth round.
A lot of them are lurkers. A lot of them are not your 1-1s or your top three guys.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So the stadium experience is great at Lambeau, and I was in a suite. And thank you to Mike Darrow for having us there. Johnny was going to come up for the Washington game. Life has intervened. You can't go. Is that official?
Yeah, we have our Q3 offsite.
Oh,
when
off
is
work
it?
Stuff.
24th. 24th, yeah.
By the way, for my podcast listeners right now, there is going to be a promotion I'm running. There's going to be a limited number of tickets packaged with a tailgate. You can come watch the game with me at Lambeau. If you're a Washington fan, if you want to fly up there and travel, you can do it. I'm calling it Final Goodbye. The last time the Washington football team will play at Lambeau with that name. Next year, they're going to be the Commanders. Or some kind of dumbass expansion team. Johnny's face is just... You're
is that
like,
one of the top five names?
It's in there, allegedly. Yeah. Top threes. So I'm going to have details on how you can get those tickets. But like I said, there's only 30 tickets, and it's going to be a tailgate package. Rhodesie, I had one set aside for you. You sure you don't want to quit this job?
We'll talk later.
We'll talk later.
Over beers. You want to go, Hatch?
Yeah, I'll probably go.
Yeah!
I'll probably go. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, we'll put you
can
down.
Can you have a beer for me then, please?
I will.
I was so depressed.
So... You'll see when you. I'll take you to another game, Rhodes. One thing that's amazing is that everyone is in the stadium the whole game.
Yeah,
shoulder to shoulder is packed, and it's just it's like a tent revival is what it is, and it's such a clean stadium. It's so modern. They've added all these things to it and everything else. I mean, it's pure. It's as good of an experience. course, it helps the team is good. Helps yeah, that they that got a good quarterback. Because you throw a couple 5 and 11s out there, or 5 and 12s now, and you got a bad quarterback and you fired another coach, we'll see what happens then.
Remember how long
they still used
they
to go?
Because
they were terrible in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
Bart Starr was the coach.
Before
and
the Magic
Dickey,
Man.
Lynn Dickey was Magic the quarterback.
Man, yeah, Magic Man was the first guy to get some inklings of, hey, we might have something going on. Then the Favre trade by Ron Wolf, Hall yep. of Famer, and then Reggie. Reggie chose Green Bay. Could have gone anywhere. The hottest free agent in the NFL, as free agency was a new thing at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, God told me to go to Green Bay.
Because he was paying him the most.
Don't you blaspheme the rep. Not to my audience listening in Wisconsin. The Ravens went for a record yesterday, Johnny. You've got a bunch of Raven fans. They wanted to keep their streak intact of rushing for 100 yards as a team. And they went for it. They ran 5 yards to Lamar Jackson on what would have been a kneel down at the end of the game.
I'm going to be as honest as I can. If I was the coach, I'd have run it. Having said that, Harbaugh is fucking nauseating. I would like to dot him right between his eyes.
Excuse me?
I think he is an ass.
If you had a – why is he your man, by the way?
Because remember, he coached at Cincinnati when I was there.
I don't care.
And he
by the way, John Harbaugh is the better Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, he is. Maybe. He's exhausting. He really is.
Why do you say
and the
that?
Media just fondles his ball sack.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he is.
Good guy.
So was it wrong to do that? Like Costanza once asked in Seinfeld. Was that wrong? Should we not have done that?
If you look
this
at
is
the,
professional football.
Yeah, I mean,
all.
The context of it and their main rivalry – I'd have run that ball.
Okay.
I'd have run that play.
Why does the record matter? He's going after a 44-year-old record, which was in an era in which teams threw the ball 12 times a game.
Right.
So running for 100 yards was not a big deal. And he's doing this with the sort of, you know, synthetic calories of Lamar Jackson running at quarterback.
No quarterbacks played
like
he did back then.
Right.
I mean, he probably asked the team, what do you want to do?
Well, of course. Just
and
like
they
when
said,
he asked,
let's get just when he asked Lamar, you want to go for it on fourth down? What do you want to do here?
Right.
As so long as Lamar's in the organization, they could rattle off another 400-yard games in a row. I mean, I hate to give them credit, but they are going to be really hard to stop.
I think so.
They laid an egg in week one, but they are going to be hard to stop.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick, on the college front, how about Urban Meyer?
Apologized. Oh, yeah, we have to talk about
apologize
that. Apologize. In fact, pull
today.
Up the video.
I will pull up the apology video.
No, not that one. Pull up the video of the girls grinding on
the action.
I saw it. I watched it. I was like, where was his man who pulls you away and says, come
right.
on, man, it's time to go. There's people in here with cameras. Let's get out of here.
You know he probably went
and
rogue.
And he was tore up.
He went rogue.
He was drunk. He was tore up drunk.
By the way,
because he had two, there was pictures with him and two girls.
That one chick isn't young like you think she is.
Yeah, she is. She's 20 something.
Yeah, she's 20 something. They're all 20 something. They're all his daughters. They're all his daughters' ages, for God's sake.
I don't know.
Girl, he was toe up drunk. There was pictures of him.
Stupid.
You're stupid. It didn't look stupid to me.
So I explained everything that happened and owned it, and you know, just stupid.
Is he married?
I owned it.
Yeah, he's married.
Did you not see Shelly's tweet?
No,
his wife?
I was busy all day.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
All right, are you up to speed on what he did?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Okay, so Shelly Meyer tweeted almost at the same time, I'm home watching the grandkids by choice. My buddy needed a night out, meaning her husband. I don't think she meant that he needed a night out with his hands underneath the ass of a 26-year-old.
Right, and you know what?
Crikey.
And here, now I'm starting to think... Now I'm starting to think his excuses for leaving Florida, a heart ailment, and then you get another job at Ohio State and say you have a brain issue, and now you're working for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you have two conditions, but you still continue to coach. So were those really conditions, or was he messing with college co-eds?
Dude, I say this all the time.
Was he messing with college co-eds, and they said, man, you got it. You got
it. How do you think
we're
he was
keep
doing
this
in Florida?
Under the cover. Messing with college co-eds.
Can you imagine that campus?
Oh, yeah. And they
now
said,
they're, unlike Notre Dame, there's a campus.
There's a campus, yes.
Good-looking women.
Oh, yeah.
Some Lucy's out there.
Let's hear the apology. Here we go.
Should not have myself in that kind of position.
Urban, did you fly back with the team, or did you stay in?
No, I stayed to see the grandkids, and we all went to dinner that night at the restaurant, and then there's a big group next to our restaurant, and they wanted me to come over and take pictures, and I did. And they were trying to pull me out on the dance floor, screwing around, and I should have left.
Screwing around. These kids are screwing around.
Yeah.
And then I conveniently let her grind her ass right into my dick with my hands between my legs. Oh, my God.
How did the team react?
High fives. They gave me high fives.
They don't give the team doesn't give a shit.
Hold that thought.
Well, I've always been so defensive of them. You know, I remember when Trevor told me he was going to go to Vegas for his bachelor party. I mean, I was just, my gosh, man, be careful and surround yourself.
Trevor Lawrence, be careful.
Because I've seen this happen. And I just, so the team, I spoke to a bunch of leaders one-on-one, spoke to all the players. They're good. They were focused on Tennessee. And I apologized again for being a distraction.
All right. So, Hatch, you played. You're on that team as a player, and your coach just got outed with one of the perviest, pathetic videos ever. How do you feel about it as a player? You say you don't care?
You don't care. You laugh.
What about when he gets on your ass as a coach?
Then you're like, well, wait a minute. This dude's out like, here grinding on women.
Right.
Doing his little thing. But things like this go away quickly. They don't stick around that long. They go away. They go away quickly.
I defer to you because you played.
You move on and you forget about it pretty quick. You laugh and joke about it.
You mean in the locker room?
In the locker room.
I tend to think.
Yeah, in the locker room, you're laughing and joking around. And then he comes and talks to the team.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, all right, yeah, whatever. Dude, well, damn, she looked kind of good.
Yeah,
that's what people are saying. And then
a
week goes by and it's forgotten.
I doubt it gets swept under the rug with the media, though.
Right.
This is going to go on. And he's probably – I didn't know he was married. I mean, so now he's going to have that to deal with.
Do you know the story of him and his daughter when he got back into coaching at Ohio State?
No.
And the contract?
No.
So you know it, Hatch.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to promise – he had to sign a contract that his daughter wrote to make sure to spend time going to her volleyball matches if he got back into coaching. He signed it. Because he was that kind of dad. He's just psycho about football. But he's got this slick veneer because he's a relatively decent, handsome-looking guy. He says all the right things, and he fucking wins. That's the thing. But, man, he doesn't care how he wins. He had so many criminals on that team at Florida. They were as criminal as Miami back in the day. Then got out of there when that thing fell apart. Hell, had a murderer in Hernandez. Then he goes to Ohio State, and he's got that assistant coach who's wailing on his wife,
yep.
And he makes sure to get his arms around that.
And protects the
Zach
coach.
Smith, yeah, exactly.
Protects him.
Right.
The wife went to his wife and told, and then he came on the media and said, my wife never told me about that.
Lied through his teeth. Slick as a mofo.
I've always been suspicious when a high-profile coach leaves a high-profile college cush job. You can look no further than the coach at Seattle. He left a mess at USC.
Oh, they were starting to catch up to him.
They started to catch up. Rick Pitino has done it in three spots. John Calipari did it everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys leave.
Maybe Urban Meyer's no sleazier than the average coach, but I think he's a click above.
Yes,
he's a little bit sleazier.
And you know what? He played football at University of Cincinnati.
And there you go. It all comes full circle right there.
Played at University of Cincinnati.
All right, boys. There was a weather delay in tonight's Monday night game. Maybe the game's underway, Johnny. Does your phone say so? We got to go in. I got to buy you some snacks here and some beers. Thank you for your time tonight.
Right now, kicking off.
Okay. Do you guys like the new chairs?
Yes, I do. They're great.
I thought these were new.
Comfortable, aren't they?
Great. There's some spots on them, but...
They're white.
I like these a lot.
I haven't had anybody in here yet.
Can I sleep in here?
No.
All right.
No, time to leave. Like they said at the end of MTV Cribs. All right.
Time to go.
Time to get on out of here. All right, boys. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll finish on this today. What a horrible, no good, awful, rotten Monday Facebook had. Sorry, Zuckerberg, sucker. Facebook was down. I mean, hard down, as I'm sure you people probably know.
What you mean, you people?
I mean, you individuals who use that platform. Or excuse me, you individuals who stupidly give up your data for Facebook to make millions, billions on. I know you've got your clubs on there. You've got your cooking groups. You've got your alumni groups. You've got your neighborhood. I get it. It's useful, but holy shit. Anyway, Mark Zuckerberg had to be scrambling like a mofo because Facebook just doesn't go down. Not for an hour, not for two, 6 hours, give or take, I think is the rough estimate. There were reports, don't know if they're true, that Facebook employees were scrambling trying to get into the building because their key cards now suddenly didn't work. I read something about how there was like the DNS lookup domains of all the Facebook servers and mirror sites and everything else had somehow been removed from the tables, the lookup tables that were on some servers somewhere worldwide, so that people going, I need to get on a Facebook, and where are you? Hello? Hello? Had been taken out of the directory, the card catalog, if you will, of the worldwide interwebs. So what was it? Hacking? Human error? Something more sinister? A false flag maneuver. Oh, yeah, there's conspiracy theorists out there. This comes just a day after 60 Minutes produced a Facebook whistleblower who willingly told 60 Minutes how bad Facebook was at burying data that their own platforms, including Instagram, are absolutely terrible for the mental health of young people. Shocker. We need them to tell us that? And then the next day, they're down for 6 hours. I don't know what to make of it, but I know this. Facebook employs some of the brightest, the sharpest, the most ninja-skilled internet people in the world, and they employ an army of them. And because they make so much money, because they are such a dominant force in the mobile digital landscape and economy of today worldwide, I know they've got to have built redundancy upon fail-safe upon holy shit, what happens if somebody kicks out the cord type stuff. And it all failed. All of it. Or did it? Or did they pull the plug? What's really going on? I would say haul Zuckerberg back before Congress and grill him a good one, but he already did that. What fucking good did that do? Nothing. Zuckerberg quietly under that creepy-ass Android face of his and his weirdo haircut must be thinking, I'm the captain. You can call me up to testify, but what are you going to do? I've got you in my back pocket. You're bought, you're paid for, you're bought. I'll buy you next. Fuck all you. While smiling and giving very politically correct answers to all their questions. Oh, well, I do not use Facebook, so didn't affect me. Not this time. One of these days, though, something else important will go down.
Like Pornhub?
No. No, not like that.
Okay, good. I also have XNXX, whatever that is.
Man, you know a few sites. Okay. Whatever. That'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening, downloading. It's good to be back in my home studio. It was a great run up there in Wisconsin the last week and a half. I will be back before October is out. The Bucks are going to raise their banners on the 19th. That could be game 3 of the NLCS. My God, wouldn't that be an amazing day in the good land? Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots. Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week entries are now open for the Winner Take All Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sportsbook that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000. Weeks 5 through 8, make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, earn points, and rise up the standings to take home the $10,000 grand prize. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens, boom, you're already set. And if you need another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in on the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use my promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code ZABE, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.